Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. A strawberry alarm clock bringing us back. That's honestly, that's no kidding. That's the name of the band, Strawberry Alarm Clock. I'm glad you're back. I am too. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend Jim Ballard, author of Mind Like Water, Little Wave, Old Swell, What's the Rush, the whole Well Done series of books. He's a very prolific writer and thinker. He helps other people with their books in addition to his own books. That tells you what a hard worker he is, and he's trying to help us gain some peace in our life. You know, I had the mayor, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, on the show yesterday, Jim. You know, Shiloh is the original seat of Jerusalem, of Israel, up in the mountains north of Jerusalem. And you know, when they say hello, they say peace. That's their that's their greeting in the form of shalom, and what they mean is peace. And you know, maybe, you know, we you and I say hello, how you doing, what's up, you know, things like that. Maybe in America we should start, when we look at people, we should say peace. Words matter, don't they, Jim?
I like that. Well, and you know, probably a lot of us think of peacefulness as a way to be, but if we're going to talk about working on ourselves to be more peaceful, there are really actions that we can take. It's a science, a self-science. So a good place to start scientifically is with self-observation. Just set aside a morning and just watch the mind. Mm-hmm. No judgment, just observe. Another is what some friends of mine call a peace and harmony prayer. You think of someone who's a challenge for you right now, someone you're maybe not getting along with. It could be just someone you resent in silence. Set aside a day to think of that person, and several times through the day, repeat what some call the peace and harmony prayer. You visualize the person, and you mentally say peace and harmony to, and their name, over and over silently for a minute. Then you follow it up with a half minute of saying peace and harmony to myself. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you can do this more or less rote without feeling, because it'll change you. Same with praying for someone you have ill will toward. You don't have to feel it. Example, God, somewhere on this earth this person is right now, please just smile on them for me. Mm-hmm. The same with putting white light around the person.
And this is a person who maybe means you ill, but what you've done is you've given them a blessing. You've risen above all that, haven't you? And that's right.
And you can actually change people like that.
It gives you peace.
Another one is, it changes you, but it actually changes them. Another is a breathing exercise. Right now, the folks listening can even do this. Breathe out fear, breathe in peace. Breathe out anger, breathe in peace. Breathe out worry, breathe in peace. Breathe out anxiety, breathe in peace. There are affirmations that you can say. One that I love goes this way. It's Yogananda's. I relax and cast aside all mental burdens, allowing God to express through me his perfect love, peace, and wisdom. And if you're not a believer, you can substitute life. Mm-hmm. I relax, cast aside all mental burdens, allowing life, capital L, to express through me its perfect love, peace, and wisdom. What do you think?
Well, I spend a lot of time, Jim, as I know you do, contemplating our spirit. And you don't have to. I think our spirit comes from God, and I think you probably do too. But you don't have to believe that to recognize that we have a spirit. Our spirit makes you, you, and me, me. And we have to nurture our spirits. We can, our spirit can become corrupted. It can become fouled and diseased. And if we nurture it, and you're talking about that now, the words we use are important. And one of the things that I know I've said this to you before, that I fall back on almost every day, and it's the most beautiful thing I've ever read, the 23rd Psalm. If you'll say that psalm, read it first till you memorize it. If you'll say it slow, just let the words slow come out slowly. If you'll do that, you cannot finish that passage and not be peaceful at the end, more peaceful at the end. Last thoughts.
I think you're right.
And it's what, you, no,
Jim,
what you're saying.
Yogananda talked about being calmly active and actively calm.
And say the that, first say part that, needs say that again. Actively, say that again, Jim.
Calmly active and actively calm. And there's a place you can go to learn how to be that way. I want to give it. It's a website.
Go ahead.
www.yogananda-srf.org.
Okay.
Yogananda-srf, which stands for Self-Realization Fellowship, .org.
Check that out. Hey, Jim, thank you for helping us find peace today.
Oh, yeah.
Peace to you and yours. I love you, brother. Take care of yourself and come back soon.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, my friend. Well said. Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. I'm more peaceful already, aren't you? 29 after. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.